The product principle, using partitioning on lists and permutations. We have seen the product principle twice in different contexts. We have seen it when we partition a set S into a union of disjoint subsets Si. If all the sets Si have the same size n and we have m such sets in the partitioning, then we can use the product principle and say that the size of S is m times n. We have also seen it in the context of a list. When we choose a list of k elements from an n set T, we choose k times, each times we have n options for an element from T. The number of possible different lists is then the product of n times n times n, taking k factors, one for each item in the list, to get n to the k possible lists. Is this two different product principles or one and the same? In this talk, we shall show how to use partitioning to count the number of possible lists of k elements from an n set T. Let's first consider just a set of two elements. The question is, how many lists of two elements exist on the set T of n elements? And let's use partitioning now to answer this question. So, a list in this case is just a pair, an ordered pair. So the set S of all possible lists is the set S of ordered pairs X, Y, when both X and Y are elements of T. And in order to count the set using partitioning, we need to find such a union. We need to find the sets Si such that S is the union and all the Si are disjoint. What I do, this X, the first element of the set, I use that to identify that I, the subscript for the subset. So for each Si, we just fix the first element of the pair. So we take all those pairs in S where X is equal to I. That defines the subset Si. Now clearly, because we can take any I in T, we have covered all the set of S. And because the different sets Si have a different element for the first element of the pair, X, the Si are also disjoint. Therefore, we can use the product principle on partitioning. And now the size of Si is the same as the size of T. So the size of Si is n, because we have one element in Si for each element of T. How many sets Si do we have? Well, I runs through T in that union, so we have one set Si for each element of T. So we also have n sets. So the size of S is S times n, n times n, or n square. To count really long lists, we need to use recursion. But we'll have a quick look at just three elements to see the principle. Now, a list is a triplet like this, and we consider the set S prime of all possible three element lists. And we want to make the partitioning of S prime into subsets Si prime. We use the same trick as before. We fix the first element of the triplet. Y and Z still run through T. And as before, the Si prime are disjoint. Their union is going to be S prime. And importantly, the last two elements here, the varying ones, is a pair of elements from T. So this element is, this set Si prime is really isomorphic to S. The varying part in that set is a pair of elements from T, the same as what we counted in S. So the size of Si prime is n square as we found in the previous slide. Again, we can use the product principle. Each SI prime has n square element, and we have one subset for each element of T, so we have n subsets. So this is the answer, and we can abbreviate that to n cube. And you can continue like this, building up one by one when you make longer lists, and ultimately make a recursive argument. Here is an exercise to use to understand the ideas of this talk. Consider two sets, M and N, of size M and N respectively. How many ordered pairs X, Y exist so that X is in M and Y is in N? Good luck.